Hi, I'm Mark Walters, and welcome to the 8/18/2013 Armed American Radio National Broadcast, the podcast version. Huge show. My favorite guest in the world, Alan Corwin. In fact, he's so good, I name the entire program after him whenever he's on. I call it the Alan Corwin Experience. Alan and I are joined in the third hour by David Kodria, George Hill, the Mad Ogre, and KROP representative Larry Allen, and one of our sponsors, Christina, out at Border Tactical in Brawley, California. Enjoy the program. Sit back, kick your feet up. This was a good one. I'm Mark Walters, and I'll see you on the radio. Don't forget to purchase my new book, Lessons from Unarmed America, available on Amazon, at Kindle, and in print at bookstores near you.
Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
Welcome to the Armed American Radio Network. What a pleasure to have you with me today. From coast to coast, from Florida to the crab fishing vessels of Alaska and all parts in between, we are filling your prescription for freedom, talking about your right, your constitutionally recognized right to keep and bear arms, particularly bear arms, you know, carry your gun. Welcome to my guest here for the next hour. We're going to go right to it because we just never have enough time on any program, but particularly when we have Alan here. One of my favorite guest, I'll go right out and tell you, my favorite guest on this show is Alan Corwin from gunlaws.com. Alan Corwin is the author of 14 books and the Page 9 blog email that goes out regularly. If you visit gunlaws.com and sign up for that Page 9 blog, you need to read this stuff. You need to read what Alan tells you. The wit and wisdom of Alan Corwin has earned its own name here on this show, and that is the Alan Corwin Experience, which returns right now to the Armed American Radio airwaves. Alan, pleasure to have you here, my friend.
Always good to be with you. And in the break, I said hello to my dad. It's his 93rd birthday today. Oh. Happy birthday, Dad.
Happy birthday, Dad, from all of us at Armed American Radio. Something to be proud of, I'll tell you what.
It sure is. He stopped dating because he's got a girlfriend.
You gotta love that.
I know it.
Hey, check us out online. Sean, are we able to be seen on the video yet?
I'm working on it as we speak. It is up and running, and I'm redoing the website now.
Okay, that's IRF News. As in Indie Radio Factor, irfnews.com. And you can actually watch us do the show in the studio live. So enjoy that broadcast. Alan, we don't have a camera on you yet, but it's a work in progress. We'll get there soon.
That's good. But, you know, I've got a face made for radio, so we're okay.
That's okay. I do, too, but I've gotten used to it.
I've got something that we could spend some time on, and the defense is wrong. Or maybe is wrong, and this really concerns me. I sent you a link about a guy named Dr. Edwin Vieira. Did you get that?
I'm looking through all of them right now.
It doesn't matter. Let me just talk to you about it, and some of your listeners may have heard about this guy who holds 4 degrees from Harvard.
Okay.
4 PhD degrees from Harvard. Very bright guy, obviously, although maybe Harvard isn't a measure of anything. The Second Amendment guarantees an individual right to keep and bear arms, right?
It does.
Maybe.
Explain that. I did get that link, and this is what I was referring to in the first hour. So I'm glad we're talking about this, because you bring up in the email to me that maybe we are misinterpreting the Second Amendment. Can you explain that to listeners?
Maybe we're missing something here. And you know I'm one of the most vigorous advocates of the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms. What I'm looking at here, what's concerned me for a long time, is our right to keep and bear arms sufficient to stop the out-of-control government we see? And my concern is that I don't see how that's going to work, because Obama and the Attorney General and all the rest of them, Bush, all of them, are out of control, and I don't see how my ownership of firearms is going to control that. And maybe we're missing the real important element of the Second Amendment. And this guy makes a case that I find very compelling. And I'll read a little piece of it for you, okay? This is part of a review of his 2,300-page book that's so thick because he filled it with footnotes and backup for what he says. And he says here that his book is a study of the actual constitutional right of the people to keep and bear arms in the Second Amendment in its inextricable relationship to the militia of the several states, as opposed to the historically inaccurate and legally indefensible so-called individual right to keep and bear arms, on which almost all contemporary advocates of the Second Amendment fixate. I describe the individual right to keep and bear arms as legally indefensible because fundamentally it is a right in name only, inasmuch as it lacks an effective remedy if a highly organized and armed tyranny sets out to suppress it, whereas the true right of the people to keep and bear arms, exercised in the context of a well-regulated militia, is the Constitution's own preferred remedy against usurpation and tyranny in their every aspect. What he is saying, and what he found in pre-constitutional days militia statutes of the colonies, was that the principles of the militia and the duty of the American people to be armed was what controlled the federal government. And the fact that you, Mark, and I have a gun is not what can control the government, but the fact that the states, the several states, have militias comprised of individuals who keep and bear arms is where power can be applied to stop a out-of-control government. And then he goes on to say, the maintenance of freedom depends inextricably upon the American people's collective participation in a well-regulated militia, not upon individual action, and that a well-regulated militia is composed of nearly all eligible adult residents of a state who are required by law to serve, which actually appears in federal law. Every member of such a militia, other than conscientious objectives, must be armed with one or more firearms, ammunition, and accoutrements suitable for militia service, all of which must be maintained in your personal possession. And because two of the most important responsibilities of the militia are to repel invasions by foreign countries and to put down domestic usurpation and tyranny by rogue public officials, every armed member of the militia must be equipped with a firearm suitable to those purposes, which means firearms equivalent to, if not better than, the firearms contemporary regular armed forces bear. Not just semi-auto, magazine-fed, but fully automatic or burst-fire rifles. So what he is saying, and what I think is a compelling argument, is that the emphasis on my individual right to keep and bear arms for my cold dead fingers is misfocused, and that as not part of organized militias in every single one of the several states, we don't have the collective clout to fight back and provide the counterbalance to the federal government so they can run amok, and the fact that we all have guns is hollow.
How's we can't collectively participate without exercising an individual right, though, can we?
We need the individual right, and I think he overstates the case against individual rights to make his case for the militias of the several states.
But we already knew. I'm not seeing anything new in that, though. Educate me.
Well, we don't have militias of the several states, and he argues against people in caves and private groups.
Right.
North Michigan has a militia and South Michigan has a militia, and they're organized on their own. Neither one has any legal clout. Which one carries the law? Which one has authority. Neither one does. The state of Michigan, the state of Arizona, the state of Georgia must have all of its people as a body politic armed as well or better than the central government.
Well, clearly,
so that Georgia stands up.
Clearly, we've lost that aspect.
We have lost that.
Clearly, we've lost that. And now, the lefty gun haters will, of course, use this in turn to point out the National Guard, as you well know.
No, no, no. The National Guard is not it. And the idea that everybody in Georgia has a gun, which is a good thing, is not the body politic as a militia of the several states, so that Washington has to face Georgia, not Georgians.
Now, what do you think would happen? What do you think would happen?
I don't
if
know
you
how
organized
yeah
a militia to confront, and so we're going to run into a break here. So
it can't be that. It can't, I'll do it quick. It can't be that way. Mark can't and Alan can't. The state of Arizona,
right,
and I don't know how we get back to it, but we don't have militia of the individual states as the counterbalance to the federal government. And how do we get there? We have lost it, and we have focused instead on Alan, Annie, get your gun.
Yeah, you know what? Let's talk about this when we come back from the break. Let's talk about how we lost it, and let's talk about how we might be able to get it back. Very compelling and very provocative conversation with the great Alan Corwin from GunLaws.com. Love this stuff when Alan joins the program. I'll refer you back to the movie The Patriot if you have any questions about the state militia that he's talking about. We'll discuss that in detail after these messages. Fun stuff. Alan Corwin, back after this. Okay, now we're going to talk about how you can get prepared to defend yourself and your family in a worst-case scenario. All of you know I'm a huge fan of Rob Pincus and his work with the Personal Defense Network. Well, the Personal Defense Network has assembled a series of revolutionary handgun training videos designed to make you more efficient with a defensive firearm in the context of a dynamic critical incident. This training course, which is only $39.95, offers more than 3 solid hours of powerful, practical, and proven techniques that will increase your speed and efficiency. Some of the topics covered include things like the balance between speed and precision, one-handed and weak-handed reloads, and of course, shooting around a corner. So to get a copy of this one-of-a-kind training course and to help support Armed American Radio, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com. Once you order, you'll get the 3-DVD training course for only $39.95 plus shipping and handling. This is a great deal. Check it out. Again, go to armedamericandvdoffer.com and get your copy today.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit galcogunleather.com.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300 degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, KelTecWeapons.com.
Old Faithful holsters, designed to be as reliable as their Yellowstone National Park namesake. Made from the highest quality American leather and ultra-strong kydex, we use only the most durable materials available and put our 50-year warranty where our mouth is. Have a gun you'd love to carry but can't find a holster? Purchase one of our holster kits and build it yourself. To purchase a fully assembled holster for your carry gun or to build one yourself, visit oldfaithfulholsters.com now.
Crossbreed Holsters is proud to offer an addition to our already outstanding belt selection. Introducing the Instructor's Belt. Offering the same quality as our original gun belts and dress belts, the Crossbreed Instructor's Belt offers a clean, buckle-less design intended for a sharp and professional appearance. Sturdy, but not stiff. The Instructor Belt provides even weight distribution of your gun and gear and looks as great out on the town as it does on the range. Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. CrossbreedHolsters.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, America's no-compromise gun lobby. Become a member today. Visit gunowners.org. Join them, folks. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed. If you are going to be anywhere near Central Florida next week, depending on when it is you're listening to this show, whenever you're picking it up, whether it's a delayed broadcast live on the podcast version, that we put out after the live broadcast. If you find yourself in and around Sarasota, Florida, or should you be so inclined to drive on down, we'd love to see you. I'll be down at the Bullet Hall Gun Shop, the Bullet Hall Gun Shop in downtown Sarasota at the corner of Orange and Dolphin on the 24th of August from noon to 4, signing books, shaking your paw, come on down, pick something up from our great sponsors down there, the Bullet Hole Gun Shop in Sarasota, Florida. Gotta love those guys. I've bought stuff. Sean, you know how long that place has been there?
How long?
Since the 50s, baby.
Wow.
I'm telling you, I've actually patronized that store years and years ago as a resident in Florida. Love it. Used to work that territory and stopped in there from time to time. Anyway, if you find yourself in Sarasota, Florida, next week, the 24th, on Saturday, noon to 4, come on out and shake my paw, pick up a copy of my book. We'll sign it for you. I'd love to meet you. Welcome back to the program. Alan Corwin, the great Alan Corwin from GunLaws.com. Pleasure to have you here, my friend. We're getting ready to take this off into a really provocative direction. I love it.
I'm here. What provocative direction you talking about, pal?
Jefferson was wrong. No, the defense was wrong. Let's talk about the paper you were reading from. Who was the individual that wrote it?
Okay, this fellow's name is Dr. Edwin Vieira, V-I-E-I-R-A. And I think if you just Google V-I-E-I-R-A,
right,
his new book's called The Sword and Sovereignty and Where the U.S. Went Wrong. Just Google V-I-E-I-R-A. There's a review of his book in the Daily Bell, and it summarizes the 2,300-page book. I haven't read the book, and frankly, I don't think I have to. His concept is here. It makes sense to me, and it answers the questions I've been wondering about, because I don't know how better to put it. The fact that everybody in Georgia has a gun hasn't slowed down the federal government and isn't going to slow down the federal government. And, you know, we had a couple of helicopters fly over my house the other day here in Arizona in formation, military choppers. We've got a lot of military stuff here in the state. Most states do. If they decided to come after us, what the heck are my guns going to do? You know, 9mm? You know the joke, says the 45 versus 9mm. I know a guy who was shot with a 9mm twice, but he was wearing a T-shirt, so he wasn't hurt.
Well, the anti-gun left, the hardcore anti-gun left, likes to use that as an argument against your right to keep and bear arms. Of course, when they go after the Second Amendment from a collective argument. Now, my response to them generally is, if I wanted a left-wing history lesson on the origins of the Second Amendment, I would have attended journalism school at Columbia. The fact of the matter is, Alan, that we have a Second Amendment. It exists. They don't like it. So they want to go back and talk about the debate that, quite frankly, ladies and gentlemen, ended 222 years ago. Almost 223 years ago, December 15th, 1791. It's over. It's done. The Second Amendment exists. But what's fascinating to talk about it in the context that you're bringing it up now is how we lost part of the original intent, which, of course, is the state militias that were designed to keep the federal government in check. Now, I referred back to the movie The Patriot, Alan, and you said, yeah, there you go.
The loss of the militia part, while the left was trying to disarm the public without realizing they would enslave the public and that freedom depends on an armed public, and the reason we've been the freest nation the earth has ever seen is because our right to arms is guaranteed, not created by, but guaranteed in our founding document. The left has attacked us, and we have lost sight of the militia value, and Vieira here reinstates it. But the argument that you almost glossed over with the helicopters, the left will say, well, what are you going to do, shoot at a tank?
Right. Right.
No, they're not sending a tank against downtown Atlanta.
Right.
And they're not sending F-16 against downtown Scottsdale. And if they do, all bets are off. If the government gets so tyrannical that they're sending hard-ass military force against downtown American cities, yeah, you need more than an AR-15, and you need more than a 30-round magazine. And I agree. Then we become like Syria. Then we need the Russians to supply us with military arms, or we've got to get them from somewhere if Obama or whoever becomes so corrupt that they're sending military force against civilians. And then the individual right to keep and bear anything under 50 caliber becomes absolutely worthless, and it's obvious. But the fact that we're so heavily armed is a deterrent to them doing that. And the militia of the several states is supposed to be robust enough that they can't even consider it, and we have lost that. In the fight for the individual right to keep and bear your own pop gun, we've lost the ability to organize as Arizona. I can't do it. And in fact, Arizona has a bill and enacted a bill so that the governor has her own force, not the National Guard, which is a federal force, but the constitutionally mandated, the militia of the individual states necessary for keeping peace and freedom and deterring tyranny. And we have lost that by focusing so heavily on our individual right, now recognized by the Supreme Court under the Heller and McDonald cases. And the militia of the several states is that balance. We've lost it, and Vieira says he's going to dedicate the rest of his life to restoring it. How? I don't know yet. We'll have to have another show.
Yeah, it would take another show, no question. And when I referred to the movie The Patriot, I want to refer you to the one particular scene where Heath Ledger walks into the church,
right,
to muster the local townspeople to join the very state militia that you are referring to, and that he in fact is referring to. It's a good movie, and from what I understand, in most of its points, historically accurate, particularly in that point, Alan, that is what he's talking about.
I don't know how true that is, or the fact that he had to go around and muster them the way he did. And it's a Hollywood movie with Hollywood stars whose veracity to me is very low.
Well, that's very true, but it didn't, you know, use the words you did, gloss over. It at least brought forth attempting to muster the state militia. How accurate that particular scene was, of course, it's Hollywooded up. No question about that. But it does at least touch on that, and it does refer to the state militia.
I'm not a student of that to know, and now you made me curious and interested, so I'll have to go look at it harder.
That might be your 15th book, my friend.
Oh, my God. My 15th book actually is underway about hoplophobia, morbid fear of guns, and I think a lot of what we face with the anti-firearms movement and the anti-freedom movement is a medical condition.
Right.
It's people who are terrified of guns, have a medical phobia about guns at least a neurotic level, if not psychotic. I'm doing it with Bruce Eimer.
Yeah, Dr. Bruce Eimer, that's correct. When you guys get a little bit closer to finishing that, we'll clearly bring you here. And I'm sure Bloomfield Press will have a release date on that as you guys get closer to finishing that piece.
Or we'll release another set of papers on it, and we've got two or three in the works, but we've got so much going on. I'm busting my hump to get the Texas the 8th.
Well, then, you know what we'll do? We'll make it your 17th book because you've got Texas in there, and then you've got this one. When we come back, more discussion with always great conversation with the great Alan Corwin. Check him out at gunlaws.com and sign up for page 9 while you're listening to this show. You'll be glad you did. More after this.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
I found a small lump. It just didn't feel right. After a biopsy, I was told that it was cancer.
Last year, Kimalea Conrad was diagnosed with stage 2 breast cancer.
I was devastated. I felt alone. I began praying, God, how do I do this? Where do I do this? Cancer Treatment Centers of America was the place.
At Cancer Treatment Centers of America, faith and spiritual support play an important role in the fight against complex and advanced stage cancer.
When I walk in to CTCA, it feels like a place of life and hope.
Advanced medicine and technology, the warm embrace of the spirit, and the power of prayer. That's Cancer Treatment Centers of America, a national network of 5 cancer hospitals.
I am so grateful and so blessed that I went to the Cancer Treatment Centers of America. I am strong and I am joyous.
If you or a loved one has complex or advanced stage cancer, visit cancercenter.com/faith. Cancer Treatment Centers of America, care that never quits. Appointments available now.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are 2 simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.5%, APR 3.65%, that payment could support a $300,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $225,000 mortgage. That's $75,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was young and naive, and I found myself with $11,000 of credit card debt, 9 credit cards, and nothing to show for it.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496 to talk to a certified counselor.
And I ended up calling, and the lady on the phone was so nice. And it was really humbling because no one really knows what your financial situation is like. You have to open those doors.
Trinity will consolidate your bills, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, reduce your interest, and improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They gave me the right perspective, and they got the ball rolling, which is what I needed. I needed someone to help me get in the right direction.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Or visit mydebthasmedown.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Gallagher, and I'm filling my prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters.
Yes, you are, Mike Gallagher. Thanks for that rejoinder. We appreciate it very much. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Beaming, firing 44 caliber, silver bullets of freedom across America's airwaves with my sidekick, Shonto. Sean, how you doing?
Oh, man.
Living the dream, baby.
Well, kind of, because right now I'm dreaming that I'm going to take this HP and throw it out the window.
We don't want to talk about that. You got a lot going on. I know that because the video still isn't working, but that's okay.
Yeah.
We'll get there. That's why we call it a work in progress. Let's welcome Alan Corwin. And then when we get Alan back on here, which we're going to do now, I want you to tell listeners about the phone call you just got. I think Alan will be interested. Alan Corwin of gunlaws.com. Welcome back, my friend.
You bet.
Sean, tell us about the call you just got.
Yes, I had a gentleman call me from Michigan, and he said the answer to your question is that we need to get behind the sheriff, the constitutional sheriffs, and that would become and help them become the militia.
Alan, your thoughts?
There is a movement to do that, and it certainly is a step in the right direction. Sheriff Mack, you can just Google Sheriff Mack, M-A-C-K. He's got an organization whose precise name escapes me, Constitutional Sheriffs of America. Shonto, maybe you can Google that and get us the exact name and the link and get it up on your site. He is doing that because the sheriff is responsible to the people. He's got an awful lot of sheriffs working on this and providing a balance so that if federal authorities come into your state to enforce unconstitutional laws, of which there are many, the sheriffs will stand up to them and force the feds to back down.
We have never seen a pushback like this from the states, this administration, since the Obama administration. Your thoughts on that, Alan? Clearly, there's pushback from the states, unlike anything we've ever seen in my lifetime, anyway.
You know, the worse it gets, the better it gets. And pendulums swing both ways. As the government gets more tyrannical, the push against the tyranny gets greater. And we're seeing this with Obamacare and the spying and all the scandals that the president had the absolute unmitigated gall to call phony. The states are not willing to take it. They're talking about nullification, which is very good.
Right.
There's actually talk about a constitutional convention, which is totally controversial and has mixed blessings about it. Nick Dranius at the Goldwater Institute, at the Goldwater Institute, is looking into the advantages of actually holding a constitutional convention to look into changing some of what's going on at the most fundamental level, because the government is out of control. And who's to determine when a law is truly unconstitutional? I say so, you say so, popular vote. This gets into a subject I wanted to go into you with. The government and the media are now talking an awful lot about democracy and democracy in the Middle East. This is a complete red herring and false flag. We are not a democracy. We do not live in a democracy. And democracy is something the founding fathers abhorred and sought to stay as far away from as they can. It's not in any of our founding documents. Democracy is mob rule. We're a constitutional republic, and for really good reasons. Democracy means you can do whatever you want as long as you get a majority to agree with you. We don't have a democracy. We're not even close to it. In fact, the president of the United States was elected by 19.9% of the public. He got either 65 or 68 million votes, I forget. We have 315 million people in the country. Do the math. It's 19% elected him. That's not a democracy. We're seeing this in Egypt. You think a majority can elect people who want to create slavery? This is good. The Islamists are our enemies. They need to be defeated, not elected by majority vote. That's not what you want. You need a set of rules that establishes rights and protects people, not blind democracy so the mob can decide we're going to kill all the Christians. That's not right, and the government is doing this. So how do you protect against it? You need a militia, a set of rules. You need a sheriff's organization that's responsive to the people. The underpinnings of our society are fraying. The attachment to the Constitution that provides the rules that make us a sane, freedom-oriented society are falling apart. I'm getting beside myself. I'm so frantic with all this stuff.
That's why I enjoy having you on the program. I can answer your question about how we determine whether or not a law is constitutional.
Go ahead.
One Supreme Court justice answers the question for us.
Well, that's a little bit hairy, too.
That's my point, because we have a Supreme Court who is clearly, like the media, pushing their own political agenda and placing it above the will of the people, as we saw with John Roberts and Obamacare and a number of other issues. And that is clearly not the way our government was meant to function. Now, Mark Levin's book is out. I'm not going to push it yet. I haven't finished all of it.
Yeah, I can't wait to get a copy.
He's also touching on some of what you're talking about relative to a constitutional convention and so forth. Is what's happening in our government today, Alan, in your opinion, rising to the level of the definition of tyranny?
There are certain aspects of it that are clearly tyrannical. And you forced me to reach for my Constitution here because the Congress has abrogated some of its authority. The Supreme Court is not the final arbiter. The Congress is supposed to have authority over the judicial power, and I'm looking for that section so I can quote it. Shall have the power. Where is it? I think it's in Article 3. Oh, I can't read this and give you good radio at the exact same time.
Well,
here it is. Article 3, Section 2. In all the other cases before mentioned, the Supreme Court shall have appellate jurisdiction, both as to law and fact, with such exceptions and under such regulations as the Congress shall make. Congress is supposed to have a view after the Supreme Court, and Congress has abrogated that. The Supreme Court makes decisions, some of them are off the wall, and Congress is supposed to step in and act, and they haven't. They just sit back. So we get these 5-4 decisions, some of which are way out of whack, and they just let it ride. Obamacare was enacted as a tax, and then not as a tax, and then approved as a tax. I mean,
right.
It's insane. There's no authority.
Well, they changed the very definition of it. We're not going to sit here and go into that whole debacle, but the fact of the matter is that John Roberts literally changed the definition of it.
Yeah, on a
to
whim.
Fit, on a whim, to fit a description he felt, and that is clearly, clearly not the way our government is supposed to operate. It's not the way the Supreme Court is supposed to operate. Meanwhile, you and I sit here and say that's clearly unconstitutional, but what do we do about it?
Well,
they're operating with impunity, and there's no fear of us.
And if there was a militia of the several states, then Arizona could stand up and say, we will not abide by this. And then the union starts falling apart. I'll tell you, we're getting into this problem with the heart and the stomach. And I think I've told you this. The heart is arguing, I'm doing this by metaphor, obviously. The heart is arguing that I'm the most powerful, I'm the most important, I pump the blood. And the stomach says, no, I'm the most important because I digest the food. And then the ass shuts up and they all die. And the point is, you can't say this one's the most important or that one's the most important. You need them all. You need your kidneys. You need all the parts. And anytime you try and pick one and say this is the most important, that doesn't work. You need all the parts. And all the parts aren't working. Anybody who says, I have the ultimate answer, that's suspect. We have problems at every level. This great experiment in freedom is fraying around the edges. We have clearly abandoned the Constitution as our guiding document. We have abandoned God and religion as our moral compass. We don't follow the set of rules that made us a moral, a decent people.
A just nation would be a good description. And we'll end this segment on that note when we come back. More with the great Alan Corwin. I have a number of stories that I want to talk with you about. And we'll be able to do that not only in the upcoming segment, but also in the next hour, some of them relative to Arizona and what they mean to the rest of us. So goes Arizona. So goes the nation. Armed American Radio continues after this.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says The Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
The Ruger LC380 is the perfect pairing of the award-winning LC9 pistol and the popular 380 auto cartridge. The LC380 is the same size as the LC9, yet offers reduced recoil, making it Ruger's lightest recoiling personal protection pistol yet. It features a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, 7-round magazine and finger grip extension floor plate, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The Ruger LC380. Another rugged, reliable firearm from Ruger.
How many guns do you really need? Just one more. PennyGunAuction.com brings the excitement of a gun bash to your computer. Each Penny Gun Auction bid increases the price of the firearm by only one penny, resulting in winners paying pennies on the dollar for their firearm. With auctions every day, Armed American Radio listeners can register for free and receive 20 free bids for the auction of their choice using promo code WIN in caps. That's W-I-N, all in caps. Visit PennyGunAuction.com today.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
Hey, what's up? This is Sean, a.k.a. Shanto, A-A-R Shanto. You can now check out my new website, which is irfnews.com, irfnews.com. There you can see all the stuff we do here in the studio, also read some of my blogs, and I'm going to have news feeds and everything else you are interested in. So all you got to do is go to irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com. Oh, yeah, I think Mark's listening. Remember, irfnews.com.
For more information and to join the conversation, please visit Armed American Radio on Facebook and armedamericanradio.com. And now, from the Crossfreed Holster Studios, here is Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom across America's airwaves today. It's a pleasure to have you here with me, as always. Man, with Alan Corwin on the show, we get into some really provocative discussions. Always fun. Alan Corwin, welcome back to the show, my friend. Go right to it.
Good to be here. I think I lost it a little bit in the last segment. I had so many thoughts in my mind all at the same time. I got them all mixed up like a marble cake there.
Yeah, but you articulate a marble cake jambalaya really well, better than anybody else I know. Let's talk about some, and we'll do this in the next hour with David Codrey, and we'll have a couple guests. We're going to have a gentleman by the name of Larry Allen joining us in hour three. Larry Allen is the owner and program director and boss man out at KROP, our great affiliate in Brawley, California. Talk about a bunch of shenanigans going on, Allen. California. He had some instances with some of the Obama bots
Ooh.
Coming after his local advertisers.
Oh.
And we're going to discuss with Larry exactly what happened out there. Crazy stuff. In addition to that, of course, California wants to be known as the toughest gun control state in the nation. And we'll talk about what they face. In fact, they're looking at banning everything semi-automatic. So we'll go there with him.
But not for the police, right?
Of course not for the police. The police need that to protect themselves and to protect you, of which they don't have a constitutional mandate to do.
And we don't have we don't face enemies. The police do.
They get to us. All we need is 10 minutes.
We're the first responders.
Right.
They're not the first responders, which raises a question maybe we can get into next segment if there's time, which is who are America's enemies? I've been asking this at some of my speeches, and it's amazing how quickly people jump to our own government, Obama, and all enemies foreign and domestic. They look at the domestic enemies first. But who are our enemies? The media has been hiding the fact that the Muslim Brotherhood and this battle in Egypt, they talk about Islamists, which I think half of America thinks are Islam,
mm-hmm.
and they don't realize Islamist is a code word for jihadis,
mm-hmm.
for people who are trying to run a global caliphate and take over the world and turn people into jimmies, into slaves. They don't see that. And they talk about, as I was saying last time, democracy. But electing Hitler is not democracy or anything you want to do. And electing the Muslim Brotherhood, which Egyptians themselves are revolting against, because the idea of electing dictators mm-hmm. is not what you want. Who are America's enemies? I have a list of about 10 who want to kill us, wipe us off the face of the earth, and eliminate us. This is something we have to look at that people don't want to deal with, that is an important issue.
Well, it's
people don't want to look at it. But before we get into enemies, I want to ask you a question about the UN. And talk about being provocative. We've forgotten about the UN and the Arms Trade Treaty. Let me run an idea past you here, Mark. I think Obama has a really good reason not to sign the UN Arms Trade Treaty, because he wants to eliminate guns, repress the public, ban our gun rights incrementally. If he signs the UN Arms Trade Treaty, it's not going to get through the Senate, so all he really does is inflame and infuriate the firearms community and the RKBA, the Right to Keep and Bear Arms community. So he's got a really good reason not to sign the treaty. And he hasn't signed it yet, and he hasn't talked about it since it made its way through the process at the UN. Do you agree that maybe he has a really good reason not to sign it?
I do agree. You can certainly look at it in that way. I want to go back to the domestic enemies quickly, Alan.
Sure.
I believe that the number one domestic threat, the biggest domestic threat we face, I believe, is the mainstream press. I believe the propaganda and the direction in our government and the tyrannical forces within our government are being given a voice by a mainstream, a sympathetic mainstream media. And you can always take this back to the mainstream media pushing the leftist political agenda. And it clearly is. There's no objectivity. Journalism, Alan, as you know it, as I know it, no longer exists in this country. And I believe it was an old German guy that said, control the media, control the message.
I would have to put a tide for first place the education system.
I'll give you that. I would agree with that.
You and I went through it before it was as corrupted and Alinsky eyes and socialist Marxist as it is today. So we read the media, and like I do in page 9, I see what they say, and I go, well, geez, that's wrong on its face, and I can see through it, and so can you. The brainwashed public sees the news, and they go, oh, they're fighting for their freedom and democracy in Egypt, and they think somehow that's good, and we can see through it. So the media's propaganda machine running itself because it's misinformed and it thinks socialism is good, and the uneducated, miseducated, misinformed people coming out of the school system and the leftist university system in cohesion, in cohorts, are the problem the country faces. Because without an informed electorate, you don't have a republic, you don't have an informed electorate who can run the country wisely, and you have the problems we're facing. Fortunately, there are enough of us still out here. Maybe they're waiting to see if we'll die off. And then there's nobody to run the country in the right direction. But fortunately, there is a freedom movement, and there is a Youngsters for Republicans on campus. That's not their exact name, but people who are looking at libertarianism and anarcho-capitalism and capitalism in general and free markets and Friedman-e-politics and Austrian economics, Friedman economics and Austrian Chicago School economics. There are people who see these things and realize individual freedom is an important goal, even though the socialists are looking hard at. I saw one challenging, you know, owning the American home and the American dream has always been great, but we're starting to question that. They're questioning ownership of property, which right. is a fundamental underpinning of freedom.
It's a fundamental basis of socialism.
But giving up ownership of property
Correct.
And godless society, and when you look at who are America's enemies, socialism and communism did not go away with the fall of the Berlin Wall. They're still out there. A quarter of the world's population live under communism or socialism. Bill Clinton addressed a fundraiser before the Obama election last time and said nobody's even seen a communist for 10 years after the Republicans were concerned about communists in Congress, and the audience went crazy and laughed and applauded. I have that up on my website. Nobody's seen a communist for 10 years? What about communist North Korea has the A-bomb? What about communist Cuba? Did he forget about that? Did he forget about his own wife and Obama's wife and what these guys were brought up under? Did he forget right. about communist China that the news media only calls China? That's communist China. That's a brutal dictatorship. They don't have elections. They disappear people. There's no free speech over there. The communists are our sworn enemy. They want to establish global communism. This is an enemy, and people have forgotten that these guys are out there.
Yeah, and Alan,
freedom is not for us.
And they're laughing all the way to the bank in China as well. Fodder for a whole other program. That music means that this hour of Armed American Radio is coming to a close. The beautiful part about it is, Alan, we've got you for another full hour. We did not get a chance to talk about some of the stories that we will in the next hour, which will be a beautiful thing because we're going to reach out to you and discuss some cases going on right there in your backyard in Arizona, and we'll have the roundtable with us as well. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Mark Walters. This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week. Remember, carry on, carry often, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever be caught outside his cave without his club. Back after this.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.
Trinity. If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now. Or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com.
Trinity.
1-800-936-5496.
Folks, you paid a king's ransom to send your kids to the finest colleges. Now they've graduated, and guess what? They can't find a job. You've already invested in their education. Now invest in their careers. Start a business that your adult children can run and flourish in. You hear it here. Give your children the break in life they really need using money you already have. Just call my friend Steve Cooper at ersop.com, the Entrepreneur Rollover Stock Ownership Plan.
Thanks, Hugh. We've helped countless people use their retirement money to invest in businesses for themselves and their family. It only takes a couple of weeks to finance, and it's totally legal.
Trust ersop.com to help you start a small, profitable business that could give your adult children a head start. Turn your family's fortunes around using your own money legally with no debt or payments. Call 866-MY-ERSOP. That's 866-MY-ERSOP. Call 866-MY-ERSOP. That's 866-MY-ERSOP. 866-MY-ERSOP.